I'm delighted to be here with you today presenting the findings of the survey that we jointly did, I and Jim. It was a pleasure to work with you, Jim, on this survey. Here we are saying, gauging the organizational health of National Public Health Associations. Health is euphemism for their organizational capacity or for governance. Mainly, we assess their governance as a determinant of their capacity to have impact on the public health in their countries. I work with Leadership Management and Governance Project, which is a USAID-funded project implemented by MSH. I work with MSH, Management Sciences for Health, which is an organization, non-profit, not-for-profit, which is working for last 40-plus years. I guess WFPHA was established in 1967, and we as a company were established in 1971, 4 years after WFPHA was established. MSH at this time is working in 73 countries of the world. Since establishment, we have worked in 150 countries. We are working on governance of health systems in low and middle income countries, about 30 countries of the world at this time. And it was a pleasure to do this survey, which focuses on governance of national public health associations. Many of the national public health associations, several associations are represented here in the audience. Maybe some of you responded to the survey in person, so it would be of interest to you. Let me begin quickly. I have no conflicts to disclose, and I believe Jim doesn't have any conflicts to disclose, except that he is, as many of you know, the past president of WFPHA, and to that extent he might be interested in WFPHA looking good. So I think that is okay. There were four purposes of this survey. To assess the state of organizational governance of national public health associations, the factors that constrain and support governance effectiveness. There was a presentation just before this presentation which was supported by WFPHA, and Ehud made a presentation there presenting a global public health functions framework, and governance is like one of the components. So here governance is right at the center of this survey. Connectedness of national public health associations with the World Federation, and areas of public health focus for the Federation as well as the national public health associations. Method, we conducted an online survey. This was administered to 82 full and associate members of the Federation. We didn't administer it to the regional associations or to the sustaining members. So all put together, they are about 100. Response rate was fabulous, 70%. 57 out of 82 PHAs, they responded. By language, 40 responses were in English, 11 were in French, and 6 were in Spanish. All the regions, here you will see the respondents by WHO region. And from all the regions, the response rate was 80% or above, except Europe, where it was 40%. These are the countries that responded to our survey. It's a long list. As you saw on the earlier slide, 40 countries responded in English, 11 in Francophone, and 6 responded in Spanish. This is a shorter list. These are non-respondents. Bangladesh and Kenya from Africa. 16 out of 18 responded from Africa, so response was very good. For some reason, Kenya and Malawi could not respond, Bangladesh from Asia, and the remaining countries are from Central Asia or Europe. I believe Jim is going to make one more attempt to talk with UFA, and maybe we'll give one more. We gave two reminders already to the non-respondents. We might decide to give one more reminder to non-respondents, so to maximize the response rate. These are the priorities from the perspective of public health associations. And what are the top priorities? Increase in awareness about public health among policymakers, among the public, and to mobilize partnerships for public health action. So these are their top priorities from their perspective. Linking people to the health services. This is more on clinical side or on curative side. Public health associations are more into prevention. So this is natural. For most of the questions, we had given a comment box where they could respond, because we might not have been able to capture what they want to say in the response options. So in open-ended responses, we got responses like, these are the three main themes. Advocate for health-related policy and practices, create a strong civil society voice for public health, and act as a catalyst, convener, and collaborator. If you see, these map very well to the top priorities of the public health associations. We asked them what are the constraining factors and what are the supporting factors for their governance effectiveness. So lack of financial resources, these came out as a, by far as the biggest constraint, and integrity and competence of the public health association leaders, these were the big enablers. These came out as big enablers of their governance effectiveness. And there are a host of factors that impede and a series of factors that support their governance effectiveness. This is the organizing framework for the survey that we used. We work in many countries and we use this organizing framework to enhance governance of various organizations. These are practices: cultivating accountability, engaging stakeholders, setting a shared strategic direction, stewarding resources. These are the four practices of good governance or effective governance, which is, these four practices are reinforced by the fifth practice, continuous governance enhancement, which is periodically stepping back and assessing governance and trying to improve it all the time. So, we have distilled these practices in MSH after a lot of work, surveys, key informant interviews, field work, roundtable discussions, and we find this very useful because people get it. Otherwise, governance becomes a very theoretical kind of discussion. This is a practical approach to improving governance. What needs to be done to better engage with stakeholders? People understand that. So we use the same organizing framework for the survey. We'll start here, cultivating accountability. From the perspective of public health associations, they seem to be doing good on sharing information, fostering internal accountability, and cultivating personal accountability. Maybe they are not doing as well on nurturing accountability of the public health association to its external stakeholders, providing financial and quality oversight, measuring performance. Similarly, in respect of engaging stakeholders, they seem to be doing fairly well in their own eyes. This is self-assessment. So it has weaknesses, but still, it's one of the measurement like methods. So they seem to be doing well on engaging with members, building relationship of trust with them, promoting equity. Not so well on engaging diverse stakeholders, mainly external stakeholders, intersectoral collaboration, engaging with public health workers, or engaging with communities. So this is good news, because something can be done about all these. So even if they are not doing some certain, like in these domains, the public health associations may not be doing as well, but they could do more. So maybe this survey has been kind of educational experience for the respondents association, we hope. In respect of setting shared strategic direction, they seem to be doing well on defining the direction and establishing a shared vision, but not so well on monitoring the implementation and building leadership capacity within the public health associations. In respect of stewarding resources in these domains, practicing ethical and moral integrity, reducing corruption, wisely using resources, they think they are doing well, not so well on in the pursuit of efficiency and sustainability. We saw that the lack of financial resources was one of the biggest constraints in their governance effectiveness. They could use more information, evidence and technology in their work, and mobilizing resources. They are not doing well on that, because they have said it in other questions, while responding to other questions too. This is the fifth practice. There seems to be good amount of diversity in their governing bodies, and they seem to have governance competencies, to a reasonable extent. But these things, organizing governance orientation for new members, ongoing education for the extant or existing members, and performing regular governance self-assessments. Maybe they could do more of these. In respect of connectedness of the National Public Health Associations with the Federation, so we ask this question to assess that connectedness. So how aware they are of the Federation's strategic plans and goals? So 80% said, yes, we are aware that Federation has a strategic plan, 5-year plan. 2 in 3 said, we know they have 5 key goals. And only half the public health associations could say that we know all the 5 goals, what these 5 goals are. So there is a bit of disconnect here between the Federation at the global level and National Public Health Associations. They have a high degree of confidence in the Federation's ability to achieve these 5 strategic goals. These are the public health topics by their importance to the public health associations: tobacco control, social determinants of health, and prevention of non-communicable diseases. These are the top priority public health topics. Some topics are not, they are not enthusiastic about access to medicines, oral health, or digital technologies for health. I mean, not as enthusiastic as they are about, say, tobacco or social determinants of health, action on social determinants. To what extent they are engaged with these core public health functions, or they are willing to be engaged in future with these core public health functions. So they are quite enthusiastic about advocacy, about establishing network of public health experts, and disseminating scientific evidence for public health. For many core functions, they are not as enthusiastic, and you will find handout of the findings in full on the APHA site. So I'll go quickly through some of these slides, because there is limited amount of time with us. At the end of the survey, we asked one question: what is your major expectation from the Federation, from the World Federation of Public Health Associations? So 49 associations, they responded to this question. Their responses we could categorize in 5 themes, and the top theme is, help us build our capacity and competencies by providing advice, funding, by providing technical support or twinning arrangements with, say, Canadian Public Health Association or American Public Health Association or public health associations in Europe, arrangement like that. Help establish partnership with other stakeholders in global public health domain by creating more opportunities for the public health associations. Create opportunities for global health advocacy on global health policy and action. Assist with public health practice, education, training and research. We give 2 examples here. Develop online continuing education courses for PHA members, and provide technical assistance to improve national public health journals. Many associations have national public health journals. They want help in improving those journals. And finally, they want Federation to be stronger, so that Federation is able to achieve its own goals and also help the national associations achieve their goals. On these, Jim has quite a few ideas. One, he has presented these findings to the governing council, and Mengistu and others would know who are part of governing council. We would like to give these findings back to the respondents as well as all the members, that is one. Publish an article based on this, either in the Federation's pages, in the Journal of JPHP, Journal of Public Health Policy, or some other public health journal. Then use these findings to, we hope, finally the end product of all this should be the national, the public health associations would try to improve their governance as well as improving governance is not the final objective. It is a means to improve their organizational performance so that they can achieve their objectives more efficiently, more effectively. I guess that these are our conclusions. I will finish them quickly. Governance emerged as an important issue for public health associations, central to their organizational relevance and survival. We could find many important constraints and limits to their governance effectiveness. They became aware of their weaknesses. The survey results will be useful to the member associations as well as the Federation of Public Health Associations.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Yes, as Mahesh mentioned, I made a presentation to the Governing Council the other day, and it was very positively received. And we've already had a request from the African Federation of Public Health Associations to give them the database related to Africa so that they can analyze it as well and actually do another survey with not only the member associations of the African Federation, but other public health associations that are not yet members in the African continent. So we see a lot of continuing fallout from this, very positive fallout.